Hello and welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. I am John Abaya, and joining me today is Audrey Abaya, and we are here in the studios of the Freaking Awesome Podcast doing this new episode of Before Something 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 Blah Blah Blah.
That's a long ass title.
Yeah. We were wondering, like, oh, what are you going to talk about? Well, you guys already saw the title.
Shh, no one cares.
On the podcast already, and you know exactly what we're going to talk about. We're going to be discussing.
Who read it before they listened to it?
Well, read the
people
title
set
of
the listen and read the titles.
They're like, this is probably interesting. So, if you're brand new to the podcast, have no idea what we usually discuss and whatever.
This is not a good episode.
Yeah, this is not a good episode to listen to right now. We usually discuss the things we watch, play, listen, read throughout the week, and we get their impressions and whatever on that, whatever.
That's probably a better way to describe the podcast.
Just
whatever.
And we have a main discussion, and usually that main discussion can be anything that the people on the show watch, read, played together, whatnot.
Or whatever.
But this episode is not that. This is a thing that we started a while ago with another Stephen King movie called It, back like 2 years ago, I think. It's 2017. And I always went, let's do these episodes every time there's like a new movie that is being remade or remake, to watch the original that I've never probably watched or have vague memories of.
Have we watched another remake since?
No. Well, we have watched multiple.
Like what?
Like off the top of my head, like
since 2017, which remake have we watched?
Let me see. I mean, now you're putting me on the spot.
Well, isn't that the whole point? You were saying that was remakes, not that we've seen movies.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of any right now.
Okay, so we're on track.
Yeah, we're on track. The slow track. Next up, we're gonna do Dumbo. Now.
No, we're not doing Dumbo. It's the worst movie ever.
But yeah, so we did It. That was another Stephen King, and this week we're going to do Pet Sematary, the 1989 version. So, before all that, I mean, not even before, the 1989 version was, I'm going to give just info on IMDb real quick, directed by Mary Lambert. That name is familiar in like today's people, whoever watch TV. She also directed episodes of Arrow, a couple of episodes of Arrow, Blacklist, Madonna videos, what else? Like she does a lot of other stuff. She did Halloween Town. I remember Halloween Town. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Halloween Town?
Not so much. I don't think Victoria and them do.
And there's others. Like, it's just a whole bunch of stuff on her IMDb that you might recognize her a little bit. But yeah, she directed it, and Stephen King wrote the novel, and Stephen King also wrote the screenplay for this movie. So there's, I guess, a great adaptation of his book if the writer of the book is actually writing the screenplay also. So
I
don't
know. He has no control over the edit or the final product.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I wouldn't say that's an accurate.
I don't remember if he wrote it or directed it.
I don't remember either.
Yeah. Or not directed it. Of course, he didn't direct it. I think he only directed like one movie in his whole life. I might be wrong, but borrowed something in the past. So, the movie stars Dale Midkiff.
What?
Fred Gwynne. Denise Crosby.
Why are
Brad
you talking so much?
Greenquist. Michael Lombard. Miko Hughes. Hmm? Blaise Bredell.
What are you saying?
And Susan Blumaret. So I'm reading just the order of the cast list on IMDb. I don't know if it's in the right order. I don't know if one of them is the main star. Like I said, I've never watched the movie. I have vague memories. Let me clarify. I never watched it from beginning to end. I remember seeing parts of it. I don't even know if there's like a part. Is there a part 2 of Pet Sematary?
I don't think so. I do not believe I've seen it at all. I think all I remember, like at work at night, you would ask people like, what's their scary movies? And I think either Kim or Yvonne, no, I think it was Jasmine, who was like, oh, Pet Sematary is really scary. Mm.
So what I remember Pet Sematary is that when I was a kid, I seen images of a half man and half cat person, and really? I think that's Pet Sematary. I don't know entirely.
This is another.
I just weird because thing. It showed like a cemetery, something. And then yeah,
you woke up in the middle of the night, your mom and dad are doing
yeah,
something.
And then he like the person's covered in dirt, and that's literally it.
If
the,
it's dirt, then it's probably Pet Sematary.
Yeah, that's literally it though. There's like a fireplace in the background.
When you mean half man, half cat, is like from the waist up, no, cat, like and the bottom half is down. Like, is
it's
bo-
the face
man?
Is turning into a cat. That's why I remember. Or he, I don't even know if it's a cat. Like his eyes were cat-like, the little slit in the eyes, mm-hmm. and that's all I
but
remember.
But does it look like Michael Jackson or like Ricky Tilly? Like they did it, digitized it over no, weird,
no,
or did
it's
he
like
have
half makeup. Like it's that prosthetic is like half-half. Like mm-hmm. you can tell he's turning into a cat. And like I said, I don't even know if this is Pet Sematary. It's like vague memories of it. How about you? Do you have any fond memories of it?
I have no memories of it. I don't think I've seen it.
You haven't seen it at all? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think I've seen clips of Children of the Corn. I think okay. that's all I can think of.
That's a whole different
movie. I know, no, but I'm like, that's all I can think of like an older.
And then, scary. So I watched Castle Rock, and that's mm-hmm. another the pinpoint. I guess there's a scene of kids wearing like masks, and I guess mm-hmm. that's in Pet Sematary
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the animal masks.
So I never knew that. And then there, in Castle Rock, they have this scene with kids, and there's like a court scene, and he's a juror and whatever. Like, not juror,
the kids with masks are?
Yeah, yeah. They were like the, what do you call
the
person?
They were the jury?
Not the jury. The person who has a gavel. The judge, yeah.
The person
so they were
a
judge, and then it was an odd scene. It's just, I don't remember. And there's like a whole bunch of kids just walking the line in the forest. So I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's Pet Sematary.
Yeah, that's Pet Sematary. So before, so the whole point of this before Pet Sematary is that we're going to discuss it right here real quick. Of what we think the movie is and from our memories, and then we're going to watch it. So right yeah. now, at this moment, we never watched it. So yeah. we're going to, the next moments you'll hear after we discuss like what we think it is, we'll dive right in.
Can you put like a in between us?
It's going to be the trailer. Literally the trailer.
Oh,
of
I was
going to
say, can you do like a big cat scream and then oh, we
no,
can.
No. So we never even watched the trailer. I don't even know. So
the old trailer?
The old trailer. I don't even know. So if you want me to like discuss what I vaguely think it is, I think it's just a family in the woods and weird stuff happen, and that's it. Like, because I'm judging it from the 2019 trailer now, so like my thing's kind of like mixed in now, mm-hmm. like my point of view of the movie, and that's it. Like, I don't know anything else about the movie. What I think is going to be just creepy. It's a pet cemetery, so if something happens with the pets, they come back to life, I guess, and then.
Which is weird because, I mean, if they bury all their pets there, shouldn't all the pets come back?
Yeah, yeah.
Weird?
That's
or is
what
it
I'm
just
saying,
like certain,
I don't know.
If you have like an evil, not an evil intention, or if you're doing it because you want them to come back. Is it zombies?
I'm not sure if it's zombies or not.
Or is it like evil, like
Evil Dead-ish?
No, like in, what is that? Practical Magic, where they did a.
Practical Magic?
Yeah, I think it's with.
With Sandra Bullock?
Yeah, yeah.
What I don't really.
There was one thing where like they had a boyfriend or she had a boyfriend and they accidentally like, killed him and they're witches and there's a spell that you can bring somebody back, but when you do that, they're not themselves or evil essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't recall any of that really. So yeah, I don't know what the thing. The one thing I remember something similar to that is a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Of where two women were brought back to life. And then I don't know the name. And then it's a comedy with like two famous movie stars.
And with Bruce Willis?
Is it Bruce Willis?
With the lady with the candle between her stomach?
Yes.
Okay, I like that movie. What is it called?
I don't know. Candle with the Stick movie. I bet you if I just type in
candle
two women.
Two women, one candle.
Two women, one candle.
Oh, you are typing it. What does it say?
Candle.
Nothing. This is number one candle. Comedy. Thank God.
If I put comedy,
Oh, Death Becomes Her or something?
Is it? Okay, let me just type that in now. I didn't really. Death Becomes Her. That is, yeah. That is it, yeah. Who's the main star? Is it Bruce Willis?
It is.
Oh my God, that was Bruce Willis?
Yeah,
man,
he had a mustache.
He
had glasses, that's why he didn't mm-hmm. know.
They should remake that and then we do before that. Mm-hmm. I have vague memory of that too. I know I liked it just mm-hmm. because it was weird. But yeah, how about you? What do you think Pet Sematary is going to be about?
It's family, a kid dies, which that's why I'm hesitant to even watch this one because I don't like it when the children die.
Uh-huh.
They want they bury him because I guess they heard. Well, because I think he was in a regular cemetery, and then somehow he heard that if you bury in this weird pet cemetery, that the kid can come back to life. But that's never a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he digs him up, and I think he puts him over there, and then I'm assuming he comes back. I can remember that kid with like the weird face. He's like he's mad or angry.
A weird face?
Yeah, like you know, kid actors have weird faces.
No, I know.
like, because they're trying to act, so they're overacting, or they don't know how to portray it well on their face. Maybe they don't have enough facial muscles or
muffles.
They don't know how to do it well. But he's like that. Like if you type in pet cemetery, and I bet you that the picture or the face that I'm thinking of comes up. But that's all I can. That's all I know.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know if it's witches. I don't know if it's ghoulies. I don't know if it's
ghoulies.
If it's like. Like a life for a life where you have to like, you brought me back, so I have to take yours or something, or come with me or something like that. Or if it's, if he's trying to convince the rest of the family to die, like as like in service to the God or whatever that they're serving.
Because
I'm assuming the kids are, it's like a cult.
Yeah. Yeah. Same here. Well, because of the kids in the mask and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what we think will happen. So next time you hear a voice, we already watched the movie, and we'll just break down the movie and what we thought about it.
We'll kick it off of Fortnite or whatever.
What? Oh, yeah. We just kicked them off Fortnite. This is date night, everyone. But, yeah. I'll see you guys soon. See you later. The soil of a man's heart is stoner, Lois. A man grows what he can, and he tends it, because what you buy is what you own, and what you own always comes home to you. We're back, everyone, to...
Is that your best New England accent?
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay.
Petra Farms knows. I don't even know what's the commercial?
Peppage Farms knows.
Peppa Farms knows.
Not Pepper.
Pepperidge. Pepperidge. Now I'm going to look that up real quick. Pepperidge Farms. Okay, it is
Pepperidge Farms. Or Pepperidge Farms remembers.
Pepperidge Farms remembers. Remembers the dad.
Mm-hmm.
You never did that, Lois. So yeah, we just watched Pet Sematary. You can hear the soundtrack
in the back.
The 1989 version. I think I forgot to mention, too, it is based on a Stephen King's book. I kept on saying movie the whole time. So, if we never read the book, too, for that. It's a 1983 novel by Stephen King. And, yeah, it has a lot of themes of Stephen King, if you watch the movies and everything. So, like always, full spoiler ahead. Choo-choo! Everyone on the spoiler train. Choo choo! Chugga 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 chugga. And we're off to the Pet Sematary area. Turn the soundtrack off a little bit. So, yeah, we're going to discuss this. I don't know how long we discuss it.
Can you look up the cemetery? What the meaning and the way he wrote it?
Oh, the meaning? I'll look that up, but when we start. I'll look at it like that, Lewis, for a while. So let's begin. We're not going to like scene by scene of the movie. So we didn't watch the trailer, like I said earlier, and we didn't know. We're diving in. It's like never seen it, and then I was saying that it's going to be about a cat person, and that never happened. And then
so that's a different movie.
That's a different movie I was thinking of.
Are you sure this one you woke up middle of the night and saw?
I don't know.
Somebody be doing something.
Probably. And then I was saying about Castle Rock, about these kids wearing masks, and that wasn't in here because it's in the new trailer. So I thought that was a thing in this movie. So
it must be in the book, though.
Yeah, it has to be in the book now because, but that imagery, so in Castle Rock, they show that. And then that's always like, oh, they took the imagery of that. But Castle Rock is more towards the books, the things in there. So that didn't happen. And didn't really expect this whole movie, but my
thing about it is, so the neighbor, right? He knows of the place. He knows it's bad. And then he didn't want to tell them.
Jude Crandell, the character.
And then he did take him. And then he's like, oh, yeah, but don't go there. And then just because they didn't want to teach the girl about death. They're like, let's go bury the cat in the Indian burial ground. Mm-hmm. But don't, but don't do it, but do it. And then later he tells the story.
Indigenous? Yeah, you said Indian. I know in the movie say Indian burial ground. Yeah. That's a thing in the '80s.
Yeah. And then then he's like, oh yeah, I did it to my dog, but then my dog came back bad. And then, but I didn't warn you that your cat's going to come back bad. And then when you asked me about, do you put people there? And I was like, no, who would do that? And
no, then, I dropped my beer off the table because I got rattled by the question. Yeah.
And then later on when your son dies, and then I'm like, you remember how I told you that nobody did that with their kid or their person? They did do that with their person. Yeah. But they came back and he was eating leg bones.
Mm-hmm. And he was a zombie, basically.
Yeah. Killer. He must have killed somebody. I don't know who he killed. He had a leg with him.
Who?
And the World War II person. And then, but don't do that to your people. And then I realized, wait, you are going to do that to your people.
Then Lewis doesn't care.
Yeah, I think it's just being a bad neighbor.
He is a really bad neighbor. Mm-hmm. He's one of the worst neighbors. Like in ranking, the first one is Ned Flanders. The second one
he's the worst. Ned Flanders is the worst. Yes.
Wow. And then the second one is Home Improvement dude. Mm-hmm. I don't know his name. And then this guy. No, this guy probably the top one. Then Ned Flanders and this this guy. Maybe Steve Urkel's in between too.
Yeah.
As a neighbor.
He's annoying. I don't know if he's bad.
Yeah, he's not bad. A lot of them are just annoying. This guy's worse.
Yeah.
He kind of unleashed this evil, this family, family creed, you could say.
And then her parents didn't like him, but they're bad people, and they kept a secret, this secret sister in the back room, mm-hmm. and totally ignored her and made the little kid take care of her, and now she has dreams about death, and that's why she's weird about death. And mm-hmm. then the cat scratched him, then gave him meat.
And he poisoned the cat and all this stuff.
The sad part, like it didn't upset me when they showed the kid dying, because they didn't really show it like that in a way that that I thought they might have. And then even seeing a small coffin wasn't sad. Mm-hmm. It was when actually he unburied him, dug him up. Do you unbury somebody when you dig him up, or is it just digging him up?
What do you mean?
Do you call them unburying it when you take a casket out?
Yes.
I don't know. Is that a term?
I was like, what are you talking about?
Is that a term? When he was holding him in his arms, because then you could see the plight of the parent and the child, and the whole thing where you would do anything, and it's a parent holding a dead child. That's very hard. And then even seeing like the bad wig was still sad. And then when he laid him down, he was still gentle and stuff like mm-hmm. with him. And then you see his little purple hand. And
yeah, the purple hand.
That was really sad.
I did feel bad. So I like how they did I don't like it, but it's a very interesting imagery where when the kid gets hit by the truck, mm-hmm. and then they show photos falling.
Yeah.
And so it's that whole life flash before your eyes, but it's on his point of view. Like, you know, the thing. I thought that was kind of cool. And then they transition into him looking at photos.
But I couldn't tell if, like, was that immediately after he died? He went... Because he had the shirt with blood on it.
Like, and the guy, what's his name? The neighbor is all drinking beer, and that's all he does in the movie is drink beer and smoke cigarettes throughout the whole movie, and read a newspaper at one point. his downtime without
causing havoc
kids. Or terrifying the family creed.
I mean, there must have been a family there before, because what is that called? The path is right to their house.
Yeah, yeah. Who owns the house before that?
So I feel like there's a story there. But then the house is still standing.
Yeah. There's also...
and the ghost guy?
Yeah, so there's a weird element of an American werewolf in London mm-hmm. type of thing. Almost to the point where it's kind of funny, because following the husband at one point, then the wife on the plane and everything, but he's all like happy and it's like, oh, I'm doing it, I'm getting her to the scene. But then
that's a way to explain, like, when you have good luck and too, that there's an
entity that's guiding you,
almost an extraterrestrial, an extra paranormal alien. Element to it that's leading you, like, you know, it's fate or whatever, like,
but that. They do the same style of the wife doesn't know, so she doesn't have direct contact of mm-hmm. him, but it's the same style as American Werewolf, so it's kind of interesting. And then I looked it up. American Werewolf came out and before this movie. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, so that's probably one of the reasons why the director probably got inspirations. I mean, I've never really seen that type of ghost type figure in other movies like that, where it's half body thing. And before American Werewolf, mm-hmm. And like now, how
you're in the state that you died in.
Yeah, yeah. But you're also like this weird goofy character in here. But he's wearing short shorts and
he was jogging.
I know. And then he got hit by a truck, and that seems actually very like.
That's pretty intense. It's very intense.
Yeah. The way it happened, and they're like, "What's happening?" Is that? Oh yeah, he's a doctor, so he mm-hmm. has to help someone, and then going to that body, I didn't expect it to have like, "Oh, I'm your ghost pal." 2 hours of this movie or whatever. I was like, "Oh, okay, this is a thing in this movie," and I was really surprised. Because
the daughter obviously has The Shining, but then. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know if it comes from the father. It must come from the father if he has a Shining in a little bit too here, yeah. Where he's talking to the ghost.
So yeah, there is that Shining. With
Because I thought it would be from the mother because with her contact with the sister before, but I don't think it is. Or her dreams, but maybe.
So Ellie, the daughter in the movie, has really intense, what do you call it? Permission? What do you call it?
Premonition.
Premonition.
And permission.
And to have your intermission. We'll have an intermission before this
presentation.
Premonition. But yeah, so it's kind of cool. But she's not. It's always been. She tells it too in the when she's in Chicago with the grandparents.
Yeah, right? It's the mother's parents.
And then you know the whole warning is like, don't go there. Dad's crazy or whatever. He's doing this thing, and my brother's going to be back, and. You're going to die type attitude. Like, oh, okay. So they...
type attitude. Oh, yeah, she was having an attitude.
But yeah, they have that scene too. That was
the only thing I know about the new one is that I think they're switching the roles of that the brother died this one. I think the sister is dying in the new one. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that means that it's still a little child and they just have a little girl or if it's the eldest child is the one that's going to die.
Oh, okay. You think it's just too intense or they just want to surprise people more?
I think they want to do the remake, but they want to change it up a bit still.
Yeah.
And in the book, I don't know which is which. It makes more sense to have the child, the youngest child, do that because it's more intense. It's intense and you have more of a connection with the child because they're still young.
So the actor who plays the little boy, I forgot the little boy's name again. His name is Cage, right? So mm-hmm. his name is Miko Hughes. I guess Hughes because it's like
how do you spell it?
Hughes, right? Hughes, yeah. So, like you said, like when we're watching the movie, he has that familiar face, and he is he's a kid in a lot of movies.
I think he's in a lot of scary movies.
Yes, he's in Wes Craven, The New Nightmare. He plays mm-hmm. the son of what's her name? Oh God, what's her name? I totally forgot her name. The main actress. In Nightmare on Elm Street. I really forgot. Julie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he plays the son there. Then he's in Full House and everything. He has a really creepy, not creepy, when, what do you call that? That face is very, like, innocent. But he mm-hmm. can have a creepy face, too, in movies. And we see it here. And I was really surprised that they use him to do some of his stunts. Or not even stunts. I guess they're stunts. Yeah. Like biting someone's neck and bleeding. I was like, wow. Because surprised that happened. Because
it's not going to mess you up in the future, child.
Yeah, yeah. Like that's intense scene for a kid. And
then the rest of it, they use the weird doll.
Doll. Yeah.
The stiff-ass doll with a horrible wig. And it's like.
Not since, what's his name? What was holding it? Bradley Cooper in that one movie.
Mm-hmm.
The fake baby movie since I saw that I was like, oh, that's insane the way they did it that way. I mean, that's the most of the movie is just regular like effects, like what do you call it, the
practical
effects. The only thing I would think is a ghost dude, that's it, and like lightning sometimes, and that's it. Like there's nothing too extreme to the point where it looks fake, to the point where even like the cat, it's real throughout the whole movie, I believe. Like it
when he picks
real.
Him up and throws him around.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah. Even when the cat acts dead-ish.
We didn't watch the very end of the credits. I didn't say if it was from the, you know how they always say that no animals harmed.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, this cat is like everywhere to the point where
somebody obviously had to throw him down a tree. Yes, someone had to.
I was like, oh, okay.
Throw him into all these scenes.
and be there. The cat sounds annoyed a lot in the scenes too. Where I mean, that's the purpose of that cat. It's to look annoyed or scary, so they accomplish that. What else is in this movie that we didn't expect? I mean, was it scary for you? Because it was
No, not really.
In this decade or in this era, there is ways to make it scary, but in this
movie, I like the idea of it, of the horrorness of losing a child and the pain and stuff like that, and having to what steps would you take type of thing.
I wish there's more to the sister or the wife's story with the sister, because I felt like that's just a useless plot. I mean, I felt like, okay, I guess we had to feel bad for you, and it is a very horrific, scary, the face of that person. So I looked it up. It's actually a man who's in makeup to doing that part. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, okay, that's why it looks off-putting. He has this weird makeup on, which makes his cheekbone, he's dressed like a woman, but his cheekbone's very skinny, and the back and everything. And then at one point, the voice gets deeper to mimic, trying to scare them and stuff like that. And I thought that was scary, and I can only imagine in the newer movie how they're going to portray that, because there's ways to portray that really to the really, really frightened people. And or they'll just take it out, because at the same time, I did feel like it's needed. I was like, I don't know what I had to feel for her.
For some reason, the parents too super hate the husband. I couldn't figure that out why.
Yeah, because he's a successful doctor moving away to...
something.
Not that far. I mean, it's far driving distance, but it's only Boston to Chicago. And it's like, I guess, they don't explain that really. It's just we have to assume it's the in-laws, har har har. No one likes each other because they're the in-laws thing they portray in movies mostly.
Oh, and then they for some reason they had a maid, and then she had tummy.
Yeah, that too. I don't.
She had tummy problems, and then she hung herself.
Yeah. So a lot of the thing is about death, but they don't really go dive in. There's only one scene where the daughter, Ellie, asks the dad, heaven and hell and all this junk, and then that's it. And then you see what's his name, the neighbor comes in.
And I feel like it's the universe is saying if you should have let her learn this lesson of death with the cat, and since you didn't do that, then we're gonna throw all this death at you now.
That's a very
if they just let the naturalness of the cat die and having to cough up and be adults and explain, which the father seemed to be willing to do, but the wife was like no. So then it's it's her fault. But
did the maid die before the cat though, or after?
After.
Oh really? Oh, that's a very to interpret the movie like that. That's a good way to spin this whole thing. I looked up the Pet Cemetery. I can't find a concrete answer of why Stephen King did it.
I don't know if it's supposed to be just how a child would say it. Yes,
that's it. That's it, all it is.
But it reminds me of seminary, some sort of religious aspect to it.
Everywhere I've been looking at throughout
and then online, with the Indian burial ground, I don't know if that's just what happens.
Yeah. They don't really dive into that too. I mean, it's an 80s trope of haunted house, only because it's a burial ground, it's sacred, and that's it. They don't go into it that deep. And I mean, there is only that one legend that the neighbor mentions a little bit. What's his name? Jude.
Then we found out there's a pet cemetery too.
Yeah, so
on Hulu.
We watched this movie in Hulu, and apparently there is a pet cemetery too, and I don't know what that's about.
There were two kids with a knife or a thing. Yeah. Like it was like, oh, we're going to get them now.
Mm-hmm. So did you expect the horrific makeup, or not makeup, the eye of the wife? They don't show her face.
They don't show what the kid does.
Yeah, yeah. Then they show her. I was like, man, it's really gruesome. I really like how when they do that.
Which I don't understand. When the child got hit by the car, he only had a little thin purple scar.
Yes.
And he was perfectly fine. That would be more horrific to see the child exactly coming back. You're not a perfect little doll coming back to you. Of course,
Pet Cemetery 2 came out in 1992. I don't know what's this about. Let me read the IMDb because I am not going to watch this. A teenage boy and his father moved to Pet Cemetery 2.
Oh, 2.
A teenage boy and his father moved to his recently deceased mother's hometown, where they encountered the ancient Native American cemetery with the power to raise the dead. Mm-hmm. They found this. I wonder if there's a lot of references. The poster is like a little boy has a shovel and raise some hell is the tagline.
Raise some hell.
And I don't know if it's like a corny version of this movie or like how the...
Like they had to make a sequel right away.
Yes. Well, not right away. It's like... Wow, this is kind of really good makeup. I probably would watch this movie. It looks like that. I'm looking at screenshots right now. Mm-hmm. It has that 90s feel to it, the scenery and stuff like that.
Oh.
Probably would watch this movie, actually, the way it looks right now. Is that Helen? What's her name? No. No, okay. Now I'm just looking at the pictures of this movie.
Like, ooh, cool. Ooh, cool.
But yeah, what else can we talk about with this movie? Are you excited to watch a new one? Are we going to watch a new one?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, like it, I like it more and The Shining more compared to this Pet Cemetery.
I'm reading the Wikipedia and it said the wife had a heart attack.
In the original, in the book?
No, in the movie.
What? What are you talking about? And she died in real life?
No, it says Lois is forced to confront the subject of death at Halloween when Jed's wife... Oh, is that Jed's wife? Norma suffers a near-fatal heart attack. Thanks to Lois's prompt attention, Norma makes a quick recovery. Jed is grateful for Lois's help and decides to repay him after church and run after outside at home at Thanksgiving. I guess.
I don't even know...
Oh, maybe it's just the book then.
Okay, yeah. They don't even show Jude's wife.
Oh, no. Yeah, that. This must be in the book because then this is when he takes him to the cemetery.
Was it Lewis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To the real cemetery.
What else? I think that's it. I don't know what else to talk about this movie. On the scale of like all, like I was mentioning, Stephen King movies I've been watching lately.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably below everything I expect. It wasn't scary for me, and I mean the only thing I liked was that the sister part because it looks the
Zelda? Makeup,
yeah, Zelda part only because the makeup and the what was the word again? Fork? No, I was doing fork. The whatchamacallit? What was the word? Prosthetic? Not prosthetics. Well, the prosthetics, yeah, practical. The practical prosthetics they use for Zelda's face and makeup and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they dive more into that story a little bit just to, like your whole thing you said about death. I want them to go like that. Like,
it feels like she's like, it's supposed to show that she's traumatized from this. So like they always give her Valium or something like to calm her or something. And like, that's what the husband gave her. Like, so she wouldn't have nightmares or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like they keep the woman sedated. Because she has hysteria.
That's what women in mm-hmm. those movies,
mm-hmm.
excuse me, have. But yeah, that. Oh, there are weird, not funny moments, but they're like corny to the like when the dad is digging up the body of the child and the.
Oh, yeah, he has that weird smile.
And he has a smile like, "Yes, I evaded the police. I can do this. I can bring my child into." And there was that scene. Going up to the burial ground place, and then there's a rock monster that comes out of the ocean water.
Yeah.
I don't even understand that. Like, there's some imagery in here that I guess they're trying to make it scary, but they don't explain it. Like, I don't like that when they do that.
I couldn't tell the picture, the face. I don't know if it was whose face it was.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if it's, what's his name? The guy who died. The jogger.
No, it wasn't him.
It wasn't him, right? Yeah, I couldn't tell if it was that person or something else, like a whole...
I think it's supposed to show the evilness and there's like ghoulies in the universe and mm-hmm. stuff, and they're like warning him or trying to attack him to not go there.
Oh, to the, yeah. I like how, whoa, is it warning him?
It could be, or it could be
it's like scary. A weird push and pull situation where some entity is pulling you into there and some aren't, like they'll want
them. Well, it's a good and evil.
Yeah.
They're always working
side by side. No.
And the rocks you had to climb or had weird lines on them and stuff. I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, that too, yeah. I mean, they're just not pinpoints, a waypoint of how to get there, I guess. Like, there's a term that hikers use for those. You said it while we were watching the movie. They're like a hiker's guide, basically.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, I thought you did. Never mind. But yeah, that's Pet Sematary, the 1989 version, or not 1989. Oh yeah, it's 1989 version. Hopefully the new one is good and we can enjoy that one too. And I don't think
I can stand John Lithgow having that. I guess it's a New England accent.
What are you talking about? No, this is just kind of the new way I'll talk now. Oh, there's music now. You know what that means. It's the end of this episode of Before Pet Sematary. Before that, you can check us out and follow us on Twitter at TFA Now or like us on Facebook. And if you want to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play, just search us at The Freaking Awesome and then we'll be there and, you know, rate us, give us 4 stars, 5, whatever. Tell us we're doing a great job. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you guys are interested in watching it right now, Pet Sematary is on Hulu. I believe, and
but in Pet Sematary 2, and then look like yes. Cujo and some other ones.
Yes, if you want to just watch a whole bunch of Stephen King stuff, and I think it's in Shudder, I believe too. I seen it somewhere there too at one point. Mm-hmm. But yeah, check that out. I should have said this earlier. Check that movie out before that. Yeah. But yeah, and you can find me on the most organized Twitter feed of 2000XX at Abaya Arts. You can see me playing Apex Legends if you guys want to play with me on Xbox at Abaya Arts 2. No, I mean, just Abaya Arts, not Part 2. You know. Mm-hmm. Where they can check you out, Audrey?
They can see me peeking through the blinds.
Across the street.
Knowing what? That what?
Why is it too loud?
That they did.
Did what?
That they did it.
Did last summer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My hook hand.
Oh, okay.
And my yellow
jumpsuit or raincoat?
My rubbers.
Uh-huh. Your rubbers? Mm-hmm. You're having a party tonight? These are my rubbers.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna get wet.
Yeah. Thank you, Audrey.
Thanks, John.
And I'm John Avaya.
I'm Audrey.
And that was The Freaking Awesome Podcast.